Welcome to the August 9th virtual service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. Today is the annual UUC Poetry Service and is led by Worship Associates Alisa Short and Victoria Taylor. This podcast is publicly accessible, so the announced joys and concerns are not included for privacy considerations, and the music is not included because of copyright restrictions. They are both included in the video. If you wish to watch the video and do not get the Sunday UUC announcements, contact the UUC administrator for the link.
Good morning, and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley virtual service for August 9th, 2020. My name is Victoria Taylor. I'm your worship associate today. It did say that Ellen Plummer was the worship associate in the announcements. She is accompanying her mother, Sally, who's also a member of this congregation, to a medical appointment at Duke. I am also really excited today to introduce you all to Alisa Short, one of our new worship associates who will be, who's in charge of today's service. She has done a masterful job putting together this virtual poetry service. This is Alisa Short, who has created and will be moderating our poetry service.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here, and thank you for everyone who signed up to contribute poems. And I'd like to introduce Lori Hotchgraff, who will be reading this morning's opening poem.
Good morning, everyone. I have chosen a poem from the selected poems of Mary Oliver from Devotions. It's entitled Mysteries, Yes. Truly, we live with mysteries too marvelous to be understood. How grass can be nourishing in the mouths of the lambs. How rivers and stones are forever in allegiance with gravity, while we ourselves do rising. How two hands touch and the bonds will never be broken. How people come from delight or the scars of damage to the comfort of a poem. Let me keep my distance always from those who think they have the answers. Let me keep company always with those who say, look, and laugh in astonishment and bow their heads.
There are many ways to engage virtually throughout the week, including our Wednesday midweek gathering, children's story times, and sages gatherings. A few activities, such as yoga and the Friday women's lunch, have begun meeting outside on our beautiful grounds. Due to the recent rise in COVID cases in Montgomery County, in-person gatherings are not permitted inside at this time. The board will reevaluate at the August 13th board meeting. However, there still are many groups meeting via Zoom or on the grounds. If you'd like to schedule an event on the grounds, please contact Lisa Avanilo, our administrator. There are several activities I'd like to hold up, including the Bridging Conversations American Creed. This will be on Sunday, August 30th at 11:30 a.m. for a discussion on American identity. These conversations on difficult matters are masterfully led by our own Reverend Jamie McReynolds. The worship team is collecting photos for our annual service, our annual water service. If you have a picture of yourself with water or water on your property or water you visited or water you hold sacred or water you just like, please send a photo of your favorite water to Stephen Henninger. And now let's light our flame of community. You hopefully will have a candle or chalice at home, and we will light it to sanctify our spaces. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. And now join us in saying our congregational covenant. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. We will listen to one another respectfully, assume good intentions, use the power of our words with care, express gratitude, honor our differences, help one another, and welcome all. We will communicate directly, honestly, and compassionately. When we hurt one another, we will forgive, make amends, and reconnect. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement, to inspire, create, and transform, and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions. Alyssa?
Please join me in welcoming our next poetry readers. We have Jennifer Thomas, Hayden Catlett, and Jamie McReynolds. A technical reminder to all of our readers, I will not prompt you in between poems. So when the person before you finishes reading, go ahead and introduce yourself, your poem, and begin reading. And remember to unmute yourself before you start reading, and then to mute yourself again when you're finished reading your poem. And again, thank you so much to all the readers this morning. And thank you. I'll hand it over to Jennifer.
Good morning. This is Shine Your Light by Linda Pfeiffer. I've been drifting along soulfully, afraid to look down for what I'd see, a deep, dark hole inside of me, just living there, all alone. I've been going through a long winter's night, staying in the shadows, away from the light. The deep, dark hole is just not right, living there all alone. So light your light, let it shine on me. Come, shine your light and set me free. Come, shine your light and I'll light mine, and together we'll drive the darkness away. Let's shine, shine, shine. Well, the deep dark hole is not to be feared. With friends around, it just disappears. All this light drives darkness away from living there all alone. We're gathered here together. No one is alone. Looking for a shelter, we've found a home. So shine your light, and I'll shine mine. And together we'll drive darkness away. Let's shine, shine, shine. That was Shine Your Light by Linda Pfeiffer.
This is The Guest House by Jalaluddin Rumi. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond.
That was lovely. In keeping with today's arts theme, our virtual half plate recipient will be the Junebug Center for the Arts in Floyd, Virginia. The center, if you're not familiar with it, is committed to serving Floyd County's youth and community through affordable and accessible programs by establishing quality performing arts, STEAM, and enrichment programs. It also provides educational camps for lower income children and essential childcare to local working parents. Our weekly offering is a reminder and a ritual that we are part of the interconnected web of life. You may give through the Give Plus app or the text FUND 844-909-2617. These should be If you haven't used these, the information is in the chat, also on the order of service and the announcements. You can give all through the week.
And now we have some more poems. Please welcome Aaron Lindell Martin, Isabel Burney, and Frank Matthews to our virtual stage.
Good morning. I'm reading a poem inspired by the time I interviewed this mortician in Alabama. It's called "The Southern Belle Teaches Mortuary Science." "First, you make the Y-shaped incision," she says. "I've never heard this term before. And now every time I hear it, I will think of her blonde hairstyle, strand of pearls, navy blue dress. Everyone in Alabama looks like a homecoming queen, even the mortician. She knows her craft so well, she cannot explain it. She says, then you embalm the body, and so you embalm the body. But what I am talking about is if her hands ever flutter, and when, and if the radio is playing Def Leppard while she works, and if embalming a body reminds her of anything but embalming a body, like dissecting a frog or the time she felt a lump in her breast. I am a poet, not a mortuary student. Maybe I could ask her these things. I can't look them up in the library. She is so friendly, and she gets serious when she says Undertaker School is a boys' club, but the women, the empty nesters, are coming up. I can hear them raise a chorus of maternal command, embalm the body, with maybe a hallelujah thrown in there. Because everybody needs a hallelujah, especially those of us who will die and those of us who will take each other apart on a cold, cold table."
I'm Isabel Burney, and I'm going to read "Menopause" by Ruth Jacobs. 30 experiences year after year, sisterhood of blood, accustomed rhythms, reassuring flow, inconvenient flow, disappointing flow. I will not be like these old women I try not to see. 50 inquires. When the blood ceases, what else will leave? When the blood dries, what else will dry? Will the hot flashes burn away desire? Will he leave me? Will I lose me? What will old age be? 70 responds. We are not bloodless. We have new rhythms. Our life force flows. Love does not cease. Desire does not dry. Hot flashes of wit prove we are not lost. We birth crone's wisdom. See us hear our glee.
First one was inspired by a James Mitchell novel called The Source. She threw a little grain into the stream. It was being thankful. Then it became a him, a he, would become a god. Thankful for the rain that helped her grain grow. So she threw a little grain into the stream and prayed. My second poem was somewhat inspired by Black Lives Matter. Okay. And as an introduction, I have a book here, a poem by Edward Markham. "Give back the upward looking and the light. Rebuild it in the music and the dream. Make right the immemorial infamies, the perfidious wrongs, the inimical bowls," by Edward Markham. And this one I wrote. "I don't believe anyone walked on water. Now keep an open mind. Get into a little good trouble. John Lewis' motto. Speak up, do more, don't be afraid. Love your neighbor, but show them a little tough love. And you don't need an assault weapon, but you have to be loud. Speak up, be brave. Do more, just as dignity matters. And today, we have to fight for it." Thank you.
And a few minutes ago, we heard from Hayden that he had had a family emergency, and that's why he was unable to read his poem earlier. So before I introduce the next group of poets, Rev Pam is going to read Hayden's poem for us.
I Am Different by Hayden Catlett. When I told you I'm different, you were shocked and uncomfortable. You quickly apologized for asking about my life. Were you apologizing to me or yourself? We've known each other for a while now and seemed to have a good bond, but now you seem nervous and shy. Does this really change how you see me? Now I am left wondering. If you would have known I'm different since the day we first met, would you have felt uncomfortable this whole time? See, me telling you about a part of me doesn't change anything about who I am. I'm still the same person you've known. So why do you act different now? Pay attention to the reactions you give when people disclose a part of themselves. Think about how you would want them to react. What would you want them to say? Because when I tell someone I am trans, the responses are always the same. And I can never wrap my head around why people act that way. They get nervous and start rambling. They act like they don't know what to say. They apologize for asking questions. How does any of that make sense? I don't understand what difference it makes on your impression of me as a person. I don't know how it changes your views. Why does it matter what's in my pants?
Thank you so much, Rev Pam, for stepping in a pinch. And now please welcome Kimberly Homer, Adam Short, and Dick Bauman to our virtual stage.
As James Baldwin said of Shakespeare, the greatest poet in the English language found his poetry where poetry is found, in the lives of the people. So it is a delight to welcome Donald and Joanna Sunshine into our midst and to read this poem by Donald Sunshine. Belief. From belief, faith. From faith, trust. From trust, hope. Hope for tomorrow. Hope. From hope, strength. From strength, inspiration. From inspiration, joy. Joy for today. Joy. From joy, spirit. From spirit, power. From power, praise. Praise forever. Praise.
Hi, I'm Adam, and this is a poem that I wrote. God is silent in an ink wash picture. An ink wash picture of a sphere divided by an equatorial tear. Hatch lines like rich black bands channel meridian energy closely, but not connectively. God is that silence of oblivion betwixt the relentlessness, and only I see the energy because I drew it from my hands. I pressed the paper and left the scars brimming with umbra ink.
I am Dick Bauman. I'm going to try to read The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry, and I say try to read because my voice is pretty shaggy And if it doesn't hold up, Jamie will fill in for me. This poem was first published in 1968, but I think it is more appropriate today than it has ever been. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
Thank you so much, Dick. That's one of my favorite poems, one of the ones that I try to live my life by as well.
And Becca White will be closing our poetry service by reading the poem that will serve as our benediction poem. You are welcome to stay through Jared's postlude following our benediction poem. And then after that, we'll be having a coffee hour. So please stay, and Victoria will break us into small groups for the coffee hour. And now we welcome Becca White to our virtual stage.
Thank you, Alyssa. So I had found this poem just as I was in undergraduate school in Iowa. So I tucked it away and put it in my pocket, and it's a joy to be able to unfold it and share it with you today. So this is Epiphany by Pem Kramer. She saw you once as prairie grass, Nebraska prairie grass. She climbed out of her car on a highway, leaned her butt on the nose of her car, looked out over the one great flowing field, stretching beyond her sight until the horizon came. Vastness, she says, responsiveness to the slightest shift of wind, full of infinite change, all one. She says, when she can't pray, she calls up prairie grass. Epiphany by Pem Kramer.